Welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and today we're talking about clear gospel tracts. In fact, we've been talking about gospel tracts for quite some time now, and today we're going to share another gospel tract that is very clear. So, listen in to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome back to the show. I do like giving out tracts. It's a popular way of evangelizing. It's kind of easy to give someone a piece of paper just to leave a pamphlet somewhere. It's really interesting what tracts tell us about Christianity, at least about what evangelicals believe, what they believe about salvation, what they believe about how to evangelize. Over the last few episodes, we've been going over some popular tracts, showing that some of them were extremely confusing and did not make the saving message clear at all. And then there are other tracts that, in our opinion, did do a good job of making it clear that if you want to have everlasting life, you need to believe in Jesus for it. Well, I don't know if we're going to do too many more shows on tracts. This might be our last one, but we had some more clear tracts that we wanted to talk about.
Right. Well, here's one I really like. It's called the Living Water Booklet. It's available, I think, in six languages. There's one called Agua Viva in Spanish, which
that's a cologne,
not a
isn't
cologne.
It?
That's
I thought I
else.
Used that. No. But yeah, so these are available for free. So basically, it's the Gospel of John, published as a booklet that you can get for free at, is it livingwaters.com?
Let's see, it's www.livingwaters.org.
.org, I'm sorry. So livingwaters.org. So basically it's the Gospel of John and it has footnotes.
Yeah, now I helped with the footnotes, so I must say that I had a little something to do with this. We have footnotes at key verses like John 3:16 or John 4:14 or... Let me read you, for example, John 5:24. The footnote says, "Amen, amen is Jesus' way of saying to his hearers, you can be sure of this. Jesus promises eternal life and escape from judgment to all who will trust in God's word about him. And what has God said? Verses 20 and 21 make it clear. God the Father sent Jesus' Son to give eternal life to all who believe."
Right.
That's very helpful. And You'll find it going through. There are some footnotes, but they don't interrupt the flow of the Gospel of John. And this booklet is a good one you can give to someone and say, you might want to read a chapter a day. This booklet will help you be sure you have eternal life. If you have some doubts about where you're going to spend eternity, This can clear it up for you.
So that's livingwaters.org, and they will send them to you for free.
Right.
Well, all right, what else do we have?
Okay, here's one I wrote called You Can Be Sure.
Okay, so this is one of the, we publish some tracts.
Right.
And you can get those at faithalone.org.
This and the Living Water aren't exactly tracts. For example, this Living Water booklet is
it's
90 pages, and it's perfect bound.
Yeah.
It's really a fancy thing. Mine, this booklet, it's about 30 pages, and it gives a number of scripture, and it's not exactly a tract, but it's kind of a more like a pamphlet or a booklet. But in any regard, what I do is on one side of the page, I go through what God says, and I quote some verses. On the other side, I give an explanation. So in each case, it's here's what God says, here's what that means. Here's what God says, here's what that means. So I'll quote various verses, and basically on each page, I'm trying to stress that if we believe what God says, well, then we know we have everlasting life.
Well, give me an example.
Okay, here's one. It's John 11:25-27. On the left side, it says, God says, Jesus said to her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. John 11:25-27.
Yeah.
Then on the other page it says, That means, yes, it really is that simple. Take a second look at how Martha responded to the Lord's question, Do you believe this? She was definite and assured. Martha didn't hesitate to say, Yes, Lord, I believe. She believed that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the one whom the Old Testament prophets had foretold. She knew that the Messiah gives everlasting life to all who believe in him. There was no doubt in her mind. Like Martha, you too can be sure you have everlasting life. The Bible says that you must believe in Christ in order to have everlasting life. Have you done that? If you have, then you have it. It's really that simple. And every two pages are like that. It's some verses,
yeah,
a verse or maybe two, and then an explanation on the other side. So I would recommend this one. It's helpful. We've distributed thousands of these. I think you got a few over there from 289 Design.
Yeah, so a lot of you will recognize our partner here is Lucas Kitchen. He introduces the show.
Right.
And Lucas works for another ministry called 289 Design, and they have a website called SimplyBelief.com. All right, that's SimplyBelief.com. And Lucas has written many books, and they also do these tracts. For example, one of the tracts, we distribute these at our website, faithalone.org, some of them, and it's called The Best News You'll Ever Hear, and it's by Bob Bryant, Pastor Bob Bryant, Cypress Valley
Bible Church,
and then the late Zane Hodges. What can I say? To us, this is a model of clarity.
Right.
It comes right from the Gospel of John. I mean, if you're not going to give out the actual Gospel of John, which is what this Living Waters booklet is all about, this tract, The Best News You'll Ever Hear, really breaks it down. So, for example, it basically just starts off with, for God so loved the world. There's a divine motivation. Even though you were a sinner in rebellion against him, God loved you, and he
Amen.
Did something about it. You know, he sent Jesus. God gave his only begotten son. And then it just goes through it. It explains what he did. On the cross, Jesus died for everything you've ever done wrong or ever will do wrong from the day of your birth to the day of your death. Jesus' payment for your sin is pictured in the diagram. And there's a little diagram. And then whoever believes in him basically just goes through John 3:16 and just breaks it down step by step.
Which is a good way to go, yeah.
What I like about that is it doesn't make an unbeliever have to jump around from verse to verse to verse to verse, right? A lot of these tracts
right.
take half a dozen or even maybe even a dozen verses, and an unbeliever who's biblically illiterate is supposed to read all these things and understand what's happening. This just focuses on one verse, John 3:16. Just breaks it down and helps you understand what it's saying.
I think that is a very helpful way. There was an article written years ago by a Navigator staff member, I think it was Randy Raisbrook, and he talked about one verse evangelism.
Right.
And that's good. That's helpful.
Right. They also have a kids version of the same tract. And these are actually straight up tracts. They're not booklets. They're not perfect bound. It's just a single piece of paper that's folded a certain way. Well, we also have a kids version of that tract also available at simplybelief.com, The Best News Ever. And it kind of has, you know, little kid illustrations. And it's this, basically the same content as The Best News You'll Ever Hear, but it's just a little bit simpler with kid-friendly illustrations, and I think it'd be very effective if you have a children's ministry, if you have kids in your church, to maybe go through this, give these to parents, just to help them understand how to be saved. Because, you know, you need to evangelize your kids. I don't know if you realize this, but every new generation needs to be evangelized, and that's certainly true for my kids. My kids are, I don't know what they believed at first, but I've tried very hard to evangelize my kids, and pretty sure Daphne believes. Zane.
She's seven.
Yeah, she's seven. Zane, I think he's almost there, but I wouldn't say that he totally understands it yet. And Scout's just, she's just
three.
A nihilist. Yeah, she's three. She's a nihilist. I think she's into Marx. I'm not sure.
She doesn't even read yet, does she? I don't know, maybe.
She's a hedonist, maybe. I don't know.
No. Well, yeah, this booklet is helpful. What, like the other one, it's emphasizing believing in Jesus for everlasting life, and they have a picture of perishing, and they've got perishing crossed out. They've got the cross, and they've got what you believe in Jesus, what you have is everlasting life. And then at the very end of the booklet, they talk about if you're doing bad deeds, you're going to get less rewards, and good deeds, you're going to get good rewards. But either way, you have everlasting life.
Right.
So this Best News Ever for kids, I think it, too, is real helpful. And I agree with you. People who think somehow we take our kids to church so they can evangelize our kids,
right.
That's a mistake. Yes, we want the church to evangelize our kids,
yeah.
But it should start at home.
And maybe we can make as we're this point, as we're closing off this series, tracts, giving out tracts are okay. But I tell you what, all of the relevant statistics say that 85% of people, I think 30 years ago, they would say 85% of people come to faith through a friend or a family member. And I think they did this again about 10 years ago, and they discovered it's still 85% of people come to faith through a friend, family member, or now they've added a coworker. which is basically like a friend.
Right.
And that's a real person sharing the salvation message with someone that they love. And that's, I believe, that is the, not tracks, but actually person to person sharing the promise of life with someone that you love. That is how a person comes to faith.
Right. I have a friend, Frank Tyler, out in Washington State, and he loves to give out these Gospel of John booklets, but he always does it with a word. And he right. will say something like, "Are you a believer in Jesus Christ?" And if they say yes or no, either way, he'll say, "Well, here's a booklet you can use to share your faith." And he gives them two. And he say, "One's for you to read. And I recommend you read a chapter. The other is to give to a friend." And he might point them to a verse and say, "What this verse is saying here is, he who believes in me has everlasting life." It's really that simple. You can use this to share with your friends and loved ones. And when you give a simple word like that, no matter how you do it, or you can be sure by reading this, it's more than just handing them a booklet then.
Right.
More than handing them a tract. It's at least some word that's emphasizing, if you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
Right. So don't use the tracts as a tool, but don't use it as a substitute for your personal evangelism of the people in your circle of influence.
You know, exactly.
I'm not going to give Daphne a tract and then right. talk to her about Jesus.
That's good. And the other thing is kiss. Use the kiss method.
No, not with coronavirus.
No.
Absolutely. Are you trying to spread this thing?
No. Keep it simple, saint.
Oh, keep it simple, saint. Okay.
And
yes.
So keep it simple. Just make sure you emphasize believing in Jesus for everlasting life, and then the tract can supplement what you've just told them.
Very good. Well, if you want to get some of these tracks, some of the good tracks that we've mentioned, be sure to go to livingwater.org in order to get the Living Water booklet, which is the Gospel of John booklet, or go to simplybelief.com. That's Lucas Kitchen's ministry, and you can get some tracks there. And be sure to go to faithalone.org, and we have a number of tracks for sale, which we basically sell at cost. Well, thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Would you like to grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture? Well, that's our mission for you. And one of the best ways to do that, we think, is for you to come to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org, and get involved. We've got free daily blog posts that, if you get subscribed, completely hassle-free, they'll show up in your inbox. Those that read them are enriched on a daily basis. So come visit us at faithalone.org. You may be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this radio show. You can find out how to do that and give tax-deductible gifts at faithalone.org. Maybe you have a question or a comment or some feedback. And if you do, that's great. We would love to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. You can get us day or night, radio@faithalone.org. We've made it to another Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will be back with you on Monday. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.